in the National Memorial activities organized in honor of the late 60th Republican President Teddy Gachagua Lungu. Tomorrow marks 1 year since the former president died in South Africa, with some stakeholders organizing memorial activities in his honor. However, CCC General Secretary James Spirit says that the church mother body is neither participating in nor endorsing the proposed national memorial activities. Reverend Perry says that the position is informed by the fact that the late former president has not yet been laid to rest. He says that the council is of the view that the immediate national priority should be to facilitate a dignified and mutually agreeable resolution to the outstanding matters surrounding the burial of the former head of state. Reverend Perry added that CCZ believes memorial activities are more appropriately held after burial has taken place. He further expressed concern that nearly a year after the passing of the former president, the nation has yet to accord him a final resting place. He described the situation as unfortunate and regrettable, saying it continues to prolong the grief of the bereaved family and the nation's desire for closure.
The Council of Churches in Zambia has taken note of the proposed nationwide memorial prayers being organized in honor of the late 6th Republican President, Dr. Teddy Gachagua Lungu. The Council of Churches in Zambia wishes to clarify that it is neither participating in or endorsing the proposed national memorial prayers. This position is informed by the fact that the late president has not yet been laid to rest.
The Ministry of Finance and National Planning has released 16 billion kwacha into May 2026 to finance public service delivery, support infrastructure development, sustain macroeconomic stability, and protect vulnerable citizens. According to the Treasury, the funds are also aimed at reinforcing the country's economic transformation agenda and ensuring continued implementation of the 2026 national budget. The Ministry says that the releases reflect government's commitment to fiscal discipline, debt sustainability, and continuity in public service delivery. Over the total amount, 3.7 billion kwacha was allocated to the public service wage bill, covering salaries for workers in key sectors such as health, education, security, and foreign missions. 4.7 billion kwacha went towards debt servicing and the dismantling of arrears, with 3 billion kwacha used for domestic debt, 1.5 billion kwacha for external debt obligations, and 200.2 million for arrears clearance. Under social spending, 3.6 billion kwacha was released to transfer for subsidies and social cash benefits. This includes 1.5 billion kwacha for grant-aided institutions such as hospitals, 799.7 million kwacha for school grants under the free education policy, and 100 million kwacha for the food security pack program. 2.2 billion kwacha was directed towards government operations and programs, including 256 million for medical supplies and 300 million kwacha for the Electoral Commission of Zambia to support election preparations. In addition, 1.8 billion kwacha was released for capital expenditure, mainly in roads and education infrastructure projects. Secretary to the Treasury, Felix Mkuluksa, says that the releases reflect ongoing reforms aimed at stabilizing the economy and promoting long-term growth. He says that government remains committed to ensuring that public resources are used transparently and efficiently to support development priorities. Mr. Mkuluksa adds that Zambia is steadily moving from economic stabilization towards sustainable growth driven by productivity, investment, and job creation. In our second lead story, former UPND member Gary Nkombo has resigned from the ruling party, citing dissatisfaction with internal party conduct and alleged incidents of intimidation and violence. In a resignation letter dated 22nd May 2026, addressed to Secretary General of the UPND Secretariat in Rhodes Park, Lusaka, Mr. Nkombo stated that his decision follows events leading up to the 20th May 2026, which he described as including assault and damage to his property by individual, he claims, unknown UPND members. He further indicated that in line with the electoral requirements for individuals intending to contest as independent candidates, he is compelled to resign from his party at least 60 days before elections scheduled for August 2026. Mr. Nkombo also expressed gratitude to the UPND for the opportunities he held within the party since 2001, stating that he had served in various portfolios over the years. The letter has been copied to the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ. The document is equally signed by Mr. Gary Nkombo. Zambia, through Engineering Institution of Zambia, EIZ, is set to defend its application to join International Engineering Alliance and secure signatory status to the Washington Accord, a global framework that standardizes engineering education and professional practice. EIZ Public Relations Manager Kalasha Mutale says that the defense will take place at the International Engineering Alliance annual general meeting scheduled for 8th to 12th June 2026 in Cape Town, South Africa, where Zambia will present its case before representatives from 45 countries. If successful, Zambia will join the Washington Accord, which recognizes engineering qualification internationally and enhances global mobility for engineers. EIZ is also pursuing signatory status for the Sydney Accord for engineering technologists and the Dublin Accord of engineering technicians and craft professionals. Mr. Mutale says that Zambia has undertaken key reforms to align its engineering education system with international standards, including the integration of graduate attributes into university curricula. Universities such as the University of Zambia, Copperbelt University, and Mulungushi University are part of the pilot program expected to demonstrate compliance and global engineering training standards. She says that membership to Accord will improve investor confidence, boost foreign direct investment, and position Zambia as a competitive hub for engineering services.
Zambia, through the Engineering Institution of Zambia, is set to defend its application to join the International Engineering Alliance and secure signatory status to the Washington Accord. This landmark international agreement establishes global benchmarks for engineering education and professional practice among member states, ensuring that Zambia's engineering qualifications are recognized and respected worldwide. The defense is scheduled to take place at the International Engineering Alliance Annual General Meeting in Cape Town, South Africa, from 8th to 12th June 2026. It will be presented before representatives of 45 member states from across the globe. EIZ is actively pursuing full signatory status in three international education accords.
And now, business news. Business news.
The Emerald Association of Zambia has called for increased attention to gold mining in the country, highlighting its potential alongside the traditionally prioritized copper and gemstone sectors. Association President Victor Kalesha acknowledged that the government's recent initiatives to revive the mining industry, including the reopening of Mopani copper mines and the issuance of small-scale mining licenses. Mr. Kalesha emphasized that gold mining requires more deliberate support to realize its potential. Opportunities for artisanal miners. He notes that government's distribution of licenses in southern and eastern provinces is a positive development, but stressed that the impact on gold mining remains to be fully assessed. Mr. Kalesh advocated for an effective aggregator model to boost a small-scale gold and gemstone mining, which could enhance revenue generation for both the government and local communities. He underscored that empowering local artisanal miners is crucial for fostering inclusive economic growth. Despite the government's strong commitment to revitalizing the mining sector, he urged a further action to support the gold mining industry specifically.
We want the sleeping giant in gemstone sector to be awakened, and we know that Emerald, we have Kajam and Grizzly Mining auctioning their stones, so they are part and parcel that have contributed to the appreciation of the Kwacha. So having said so, we feel that the awakening of the Emerald small-scale mining sector would also actually be an added advantage, because there will be much more revenue that will be coming in to the coffers of government or Control 99. So we feel the performance has been exemplary, well on the other side, and yet to improve on the other side.
We take a break. We do have more news there after.
Advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brand, you join the league of satisfied customers. Call us now on 071-595-606 or 0765-194796. It's Millennium Radio again and again. Millennium Radio, the voice of development.